Are you ready for a growth spurt? Well, I've got one for you today. 1 to 2 times a month, I'll give you a short message that I am calling a growth spurt that will help you narrow in on our focus of the month in ways that are bite-sized and super applicable right away. So let's jump on in. Thank you for joining today's Growth Spurt episode. We are going to talk about how you need to stop procrastinating your own happiness. Happiness is not a destination. We never arrive at happy. We develop it. And it's in a constant state of developing throughout our lives. There will be peaks and valleys to this development of happiness. There will be growth and there will be failures. So how are you procrastinating your own happiness? How are you procrastinating your own happiness? And when I say that, I am meaning, how are you hinging your happiness based off of a final destination that has yet to arrive for you or that you seem to fail at? And if you get there, let me ask you this. If you get to that final destination that you are convinced will bring you happiness, do you think that will be long-lasting? Because let me tell you, it might last for a day or two, but it won't last the rest of your life. Otherwise, we'd have the biggest, most successful people in the world be happy the rest of their lives. If you hinge your happiness based off of a success or an endpoint, it might either feel hollow to you when you get there, or you might just be ready for the next thing right away, or it will make you disappointed because you don't feel what you were expecting to. How are you waiting to feel happy when you've gotten to a certain place or stage in your life, a milestone to be reached, a success you want to have? No more, friends. No more. Stop procrastinating your happiness. Stop waiting to feel happy when you have reached that milestone or that stage in your life or that success, because that will never come. I'm sure you've heard several times from me one of my favorite quotes: success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. And that is by Winston Churchill. Success is not final, it is not lasting, and neither is failure. Let's think about, how are you also procrastinating your happiness based off of the to-dos in your life? For you, you might be caught up in the priorities that you have in your life, the pressing priorities that you've chosen with your family, with your career, in other words, your priorities. But are you on your own list of priorities? Are you there? How are you delaying your own happiness because of the work you are doing, whether that's in the home or outside of it? As women especially, I think we fall into the trap of this either or thinking. Either I make these pressing priorities that I've chosen in my life, whether that's in or outside of the home or both, the most important focus, where I spend all my time and what I am devoted to, and I leave myself off the list, or I put myself on the list, my own happiness and my own fulfillment, and because I do that, everything else will suffer. That is a lie. You can be on the list of your priorities without all the other priorities in your life suffering and paying the cost for it. In fact, I can tell you from personal experience that when you are on your own priority list, when you prioritize your own happiness, all of your other priorities will benefit from that. By extension, I can promise you that if you have children, they will benefit from a happier mother. If you have a husband, same there. If you have a career, same there. When you are happier, when you are more fulfilled, when you are working on your own development, everything in your life will improve. All those other priorities will improve as well, and they will see the benefits from your own happiness. So yes, our relationships matter more than anything, except you have to be a full person to have a real valuable relationship. When I say that, I mean you have to arrive at the relationship, whether that's with your friends or your family members or your spouse or kids or coworkers. You have to arrive at that relationship as a full person, a full living, breathing, fulfilled person, one who is rested, one who has dreams, one who is working on goals and ambitions, a fully alive person. If you are trying to navigate your relationships, those ones that you prioritize more than others, only being half of yourself or a quarter of yourself because you don't have enough rest or you don't have any personal goals or things you're working towards and your happiness is just a cavern inside of you, that relationship will be hollow. It will suffer. So how are you delaying your happiness because you believe that you have to serve everyone else's happiness? And can you see, as I'm talking, how doing this is not serving anyone? If you don't serve yourself, you can't serve anyone else. Do not buy into the either or thinking. Do not buy into the lie that in order for you to serve others, you cannot serve yourself. Do not buy into the thinking that in order to help others in your life flourish and be happy, it has to come at the cost of your own happiness and your own flourishing. I believe that's pure evil. And I believe that we choose to believe it because we think it's the opposite. We think that is righteous and that is goodness, and it is not. It is not. We all need to stop procrastinating our own happiness. So I want to remind you, as you work on your own progress, your own healing, your own self-care, your own ambitions, you will radiate happiness. And that happiness will radiate into all the priorities of your own life that are connected to who you are and what you do. That is what Jen Ride talked about last month, and I've talked about it again this month because it was so influential to me to think about women as the sun and how our own light can shine better on others when we are working on that light ourselves. So before I leave you today, I want you to really think about, what have you been delaying in your life? What have you been telling yourself I'll feel happy when about? What are you telling yourself you cannot do to seek and fulfill your own happiness because you have this mistaken thinking in your mind that doing so will make others suffer in your life or other priorities suffer in your life? And how can you tell these things? You are lying to me, and I will not believe this anymore. How can you prioritize your happiness? What is missing in your life? Are you missing sleep? I have a sleep makeover for you on that, by the way, free sleep makeover. Are you missing ambition? Are you missing personal growth? Are you missing rich spirituality? What is missing in your life that you are delaying because of your to-dos and your priorities? And how can we put you back on the list? I hope that was helpful for you. That is it for our Growth Spurt episode. But as always, if this or any other episode really affected you and in a way that you need to share with the About Progress community, write your fellow progressors a note and record it on a voice bite and email it to me at hello@aboutprogress.com so I can feature you on this show with our Dear Progressor episode that is the last episode of each month. I am not the expert. I really believe that I am not the expert. I want to hear from you because that's who I learn from. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time.